All right. We learned a little bit on strumming. Next, we want to tackle picking. There are a lot of different ways to pick. I'm going to show you, I think, the two simplest patterns that there are. The first pattern is only with songs that are 3/4 a time. For example, Silent Night.
Silent Night.
3/4 time has that 1-2-3 feel. It's really a waltz. Waltzes are 3 times. So if you're listening to a song and you feel like doing the waltz, it's in 3/4 time. And 3/4 time is really easy to pick. And this is the pattern that I want to teach you first with 3/4 time. What you want to do is you want to start off with the lowest note in the chord. So in the chord of G, this is the lowest note. So my thumb is going to play the lowest note. And then I'm going to play the top 3 notes of the chord. So in the key of G, here's the lowest note. And here's the 3 top notes. And I'm going to take my fingers, so my thumb hits the low one, then my first finger hits this 3rd string, 2nd string, last string. So I go. Each finger gets its own string. And then what I want to do is go right back down. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Take the thumb, 1, then the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just going up and coming back down. So it's. Notice I'm playing the D chord, and remember the lowest note of D is right here. It just happens to be right next to the other 3. But I'm doing just exactly the same thing I was doing with the G. It's just that the D chord only uses 4 strings. So now I'm at the D. So I go up, and I go back down. Amazing Grace is also in 3/4 time. Amazing Grace, how sweet, sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And then I go down to the relative minor. So 3/4 time is very easy because you just go all the way to the high string and you just come right back down. So it's very simple. With 4/4 time, we have 2 more strings to play. So we have to add something. So if we're in the key of G, you do the same thing you did before. You start with the low note, then the next 3. And then you go back down, but this time you go down to the 3rd, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now we have 2 more to do, so we just go to the top string, and the string next to it. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, down, up here again. So it's. D, this is the day, this is the day. I keep playing that same pattern over and over again. And then as you grow and as you learn, you can start mixing different patterns, and sometimes you're playing two notes at the same time. But if you just get this simple pattern down, you'll be able to play almost any song. You can either strum it, or to break it up a little bit, and sometimes a little slow song, it's really nice to be able to pick the song. And here again, with the guitar, you're picking and playing all these different notes, but you don't have to read the music, you don't have to know what all the notes are. You just look at the paper and it says D. And with D, I get six different notes, not even knowing what the names are. So that's what makes guitar a whole lot easier. So that's enough for now on picking.